Legislation is on its way to Governor Bruce Rauner that would require state government to have and to keep open an official state museum in Springfield. But it was Rauner who closed the museum in the first place, citing necessity born of the budget impasse. Rauner's office says the measure's under review, but it's telling it received Republican support and it passed with more than enough votes to override a potential veto. Chairman of the State Museum Board, Gary Sugg, says if it does work and the measure becomes law.
Now, I don't think that will reopen the museum today, but it will certainly help the museum in the future, and I think it will help the museum from being closed again. When you get into what is obviously a legislative fight between the Democrats and Republicans.
Though the museum's closed to visitors, the majority of its staff are still on the state payroll while their union battles Rauner in court. The legislation provides no specific source of funding for the museum. As was the case before the shutdown, it also requires Illinois to operate branch sites at Chicago, Dixon Mounds, Lockport, and Wren Lake. I'm Amanda Vinicky.